Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
As the world mourns the passing of Nelson Mandela, Maya Angelou delivers a tribute to commemorate his life and legacy in an original work. Angelou, one of America's foremost literary voices, has penned a literary poem to South African president and freedom fighter Nelson Mandela. His Day Is Done celebrates Mandela's courageous spirit and his commitment to forgiveness, famously reflected in the invitation he extended to his captors and guards to witness his presidential inauguration only 4 years after his release from prison. It is a great pleasure to welcome Dr. Maya Angelou back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. It's always a delight to have
you
here.
Thank you very much for inviting me back.
What were your initial thoughts? Obviously, he had been sick for a long time, and we were the world was kind of watching as his health deteriorated. And when it was finally announced, what was your initial reaction?
Well, it was very interesting, Mr. Donahue, because I had been asked by the American State Department to consider writing a tribute to Mr. Mandela a year and a half ago when he first became quite sick. The officials told me that they had no news that he was sick unto death, but they wanted to be prepared. And would I not only write a tribute, but would I keep it quiet, be secretive about it until he was dead for 48 hours, and not to even mention that I'd been asked to write it. So I said yes. It was onerous, and it was a great honor at the same time. It was onerous because President Mandela was a friend of mine. And to write about a friend's death before he's even dead is in itself just almost too difficult. I loved him. I respected him. I appreciated living in the same time as he lived. But at the same time, I know that each of us has a day when the time will come when our day is done. We will have done what we were brought here to do. So I knew it was important to write it, to tell the truth and tell it as eloquently as I could, as well as I could do it. Each day I worked on it, I was weeping and at the same time, glad that I lived in the time he lived in. Glad that I knew him and that we liked each other. So it was, you see what I mean? It was difficult, but it had to be done.
I urge our listeners to watch the video of you reading the poem on YouTube. It has millions of hits, and it is really powerful. And even more so when you get the book and are able to see your beautiful words that you have written. I'm curious as to how did you first come to meet Nelson Mandela?
Oh, yes. I lived in Egypt. I was married to a South African freedom fighter, Lusum Zimake. He was a member of the Pan-African Congress, to the PAC. And, of course, Mr. Mandela was one of the founders of the ANC, the African National Congress. And I lived in Egypt and worked as a journalist there. My husband had his office there, the PAC office. I was used to the freedom fighters shouting at each other. They were rivals. And although they were after the same end, they wanted to rid their beautiful country of the scourge of apartheid. But in the street, they would argue, they'd shout in bars, in living rooms. And so when I heard that Nelson Mandela was coming, I knew I was going to really hear some shouting, since he was the founder, one of the founders of the ANC. He came. He was so quiet. He was so kind. I was thrown. I expected to hear riotous carryings on. Instead, he not only had time to speak to his rivals and speak in a gentle voice. But he spoke to my doorman, my gardener. He was gentle. I was amazed at that. And it didn't mean that he was less passionate about the dream and the work of getting ridding the country of apartheid. It was just that it wasn't his way. And as I came to know him, I came to see what a huge brain and huge heart he had. The guards who had guarded him for 27 years while he was in prison, unjustly imprisoned, when he was inaugurated as president, he invited all the guards to come to the ceremony and gave them good seats. And not to sort of lord it over them and say, now look at who you imprisoned. Not at all. He was very kind. He said, this is our country. We have no time to be revengeful and angry and bitter. This country belongs to the Africans, the Afrikaners, the whites, the blacks, the Asians, all of us. We have to do something serious about forgiving each other and making our country livable for everybody.
At that presidential inauguration, at his presidential inauguration, he read one of your poems, Still I Rise.
Well, you know, he told the woman, the journalist, Hunter Gault, an African-American female journalist, he told her that because she was a friend of mine, he was going to give her a wonderful interview. He was very kind to me, and I'm very grateful for that.
What is it like to hear him read your words, to read your poetry, especially at such a momentous moment?
I tell you the truth. It was like to hear him speak to me, or speak to anyone and call a person by his or her name. It's such an honor, because he honored human beings. He honored us. Even when we made mistakes, he honored us, knowing that if we knew better, we'd do better. He was irresistible, I promise you. And this book, this little book, His Day Is Done, I'm happy to report that my publisher, Random House, found excellent photographs. Some of him when he was a young man. Mm-hmm. He was a handsome dude. when he was young, he was also a boxer. And there are photographs of him as a young boxer, and he's good-looking chap. So it's a wonderful little book.
It's a beautiful volume, and the photographs are gorgeous and sort of in that sepia tone and just incredible.
Thank you.
When you look at in writing something like this and thinking of his power and what he was able to achieve, of putting that in words must have been incredibly challenging.
Mm. Challenging is a wonderful word for it. Yes.
You write, his stupendous heart intact, his gargantuan will hale and hearty. He had not been crippled by brutes, nor was his passion for the rights of human beings diminished by 27 years of imprisonment. What kind of conversation?
When he came out, I mean, people cried. White and black people in the United States saw him come out of prison with that smile and with that statement that this is our country, belongs to all of us. It was so wonderful. It was so giving. So and I know that what he did was he taught us by his living, and that's how I end the poem, very close to that he taught us out how we can act. We can look at complexion and see community.
It is a beautiful tribute. It is His Day is Done, a Nelson Mandela tribute by Dr. Maya Angelou. It is published by Random House. It is always a great pleasure and an honor to speak to you. I thank you so much for spending time with us. Always lovely to hear your voice.
I thank you so much. It's wonderful to hear your voice. I hope we'll meet someday.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Beck.
Again, Dr. Maya Angelou's new book is His Day is Done, a Nelson Mandela tribute. It is published by Random House. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
His Day is Done, is done. The news came on the wings of a wind reluctant to carry its burden. Nelson Mandela's day is done. The news expected and still unwelcome reached us in the United States. And suddenly, our world became somber. Our skies were leadened. His day is done. We see you, South African people, standing speechless at the slamming of that final door through which no traveler returns. Our spirits reach out to you, Bantu, Zulu, Xhosa, Boer. We think of you. And your son of Africa, your father, your one more wonder of the world. We send our souls to you as you reflect upon your David, armed with a mere stone, facing down the mighty Goliath. Your man of strength, Gideon, emerging triumphant, although born into the brutal embrace of apartheid, scarred by the savage atmosphere of racism, unjustly imprisoned in the bloody maws of South African dungeons. Would the man survive? Could the man survive? His answer strengthened men and women around the world. In the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, in Chicago's Loop, in New Orleans' Mardi Gras, in New York City's Times Square, we watched as the hope of Africa sprang through the prison's doors, his stupendous heart intact, his gargantuan will hale and hearty. He had not been crippled by brutes, nor was his passion for the rights of human beings diminished by 27 years of imprisonment. Even here in America, we felt the cool, refreshing breeze of freedom when Nelson Mandela took the seat of presidency in his country, where formerly he was not even allowed to vote. We were enlarged by tears of pride as we saw Nelson Mandela's former prison guards invited courteously by him to watch from the front rows his inauguration. We saw him accept the world's award in Norway with the grace and gratitude of the Solon in ancient Roman courts and the confidence of African chiefs from ancient royal stools. No sun outlasts its sunset, but will rise again and bring the dawn. Yes, Mandela's day is done. Yet we, his inheritors, will open the gates wider for reconciliation, and we will respond generously to the cries of blacks and whites, Asian, Hispanics, the poor who live piteously on the floor of our planet. He has offered us understanding. We will not withhold forgiveness, even from those who do not ask. Nelson Mandela's day is done. We confess it in tearful voices, yet we lift our own to say thank you. Thank you, our Gideon. Thank you, our David, our great courageous man. We will not forget you. We will not dishonor you. We will remember and be glad that you lived among us, that you taught us, and that you loved us all. Oh.